You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
11:01 on a Friday, a Madness Friday, in the city of Anaheim. It is the Travis and Sliwa Show. We get Cody with the music, so a little seal, kiss from a rose. I didn't get kissed from a rose, but I got smacked in the booty by Slee about 2 minutes ago. We're taking pictures surprise with fans, and then Slee smacks me like we're on the baseball field.
Well, no,
good job out there.
No, I'm like, yeah, okay. College basketball. It was a great picture. We got what we needed, and I said, good job out there.
He's but getting very nice touchy one recently.
You smacked me, you also kind of you came underneath.
Come on, man.
Oh, that's never come underneath.
Well, he doesn't understand the mass of the
yeah.
The junk
it threw
of the
me off. It threw me off. Once I connected, it threw me off.
You made contact earlier than you anticipated?
Speaking of contact, we're pressing the flesh all day long. We're here till about 1:15 for Supercross Talk, but we'll be hanging out after. Come on down. Get the express lunch deal here at the Pizza Dine-In on 301 South Magnolia Avenue in Anaheim. Or just by being here, you qualify to win the Samsung Crystal UHD 75-inch 4K television, courtesy of our friends at Mir Audio Video in Westwood, Isaac and Roy over there. So it is a great day. It's a Madness Friday. What's the score? Is UAB beating San Diego?
San Diego State up 3.
I'm not sure, but
13.
Because this show talks about Kate Middleton so much,
there is
some breaking news from Kate Middleton news.
Let's go.
ABC News special report, Kate Middleton reveals cancer diagnosis in video statement released by Kensington Palace.
That's not great.
That's not good. So that's why she has not been seen.
That's the worst possible outcome of why she's been gone, right?
Yep.
Well, we said, I mean, I know we were
now corporate greed takes the energy right out of the show on a Friday.
I mean, I didn't actually read it. I just said, oh, Kate Middleton breaking news. That was
You didn't read it before we read it?
Yeah, no, pretty much not. Undergoing chemotherapy, yep.
This is you know, a lot of people are complaining about producers on the air recently, Twitter, and I defend everybody. But this is an issue. And Lindsay did it yesterday, too, where people are reading stuff without previewing it.
No, but at the same time, this show talks about it. You need an answer for what's going on with Kate.
Where do we go from here, bro? She's been gone. I mean, there you go. There's your answer to that question.
I'm just trying to move past it. We're good.
Yeah, let's go.
You said Yamamoto. Go. Go Yamamoto.
Did you play pickleball yesterday?
I did play pickleball yesterday with John Ireland and Lisa Ireland.
Who was your partner?
Their friend Nancy, and she was fantastic.
Oh, she's good.
She's a really, really, really good
pickleball
player.
This is what I'm afraid Caitlin Baker's going to be, where she just comes in and she just cleans up.
Okay, so I've played with both now.
Okay.
Nancy was 1,000 times better.
But is Nancy part of that Ireland pickleball heat circle?
Yes, very much so.
Yesterday, pickleball heat showed up.
Oh, is that what the name of the team?
No, that's the name of – that was what I named it. A lot of pickleball heat coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They were coming out of everywhere.
And you
looked
guys –
like Real Housewives of Manhattan Beach. Bye, Jorge.
See you, Jorge.
We'll see you soon back at work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
It was. Okay. There was at least, 10 women that came in through there?
All very nice looking women.
Yeah.
Did they show up about – I'm going to guess a little bit before 2?
Probably.
Okay, I saw them when I was walking in.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
You identified the...
I was walking back to my Silverado,
yep,
and there was a group of pickleball-looking women. I'm like, huh, this is a nice neighborhood. This is a very nice place to be a pickleball fan, and I'm wondering if that's not the same group.
By the way, just tipping off now out of the South region, number 2 Marquette, number 15 Western Kentucky. I do have Marquette going in, I think, to like the... maybe to
mine's
the,
done.
The Sweet 16?
Yeah, mine's...
No, it's all garbage.
It's over.
Especially after San Diego State loses to UAB right now.
They're pulling away. They've got a 5-point
lead. Relax.
11 and a half minutes to go in the first half.
Use that
half.
One.
That's action out of the East region.
It's good hustle right there. It's good hustle right there.
So you asked Yamamoto. There was 3 options you had.
What's that?
On Yamamoto. You had 3 options for Yamamoto.
Oh, so he gets lit up in the first game. He did not pitch well in spring training other than his very first outing where he pitched a couple innings and he was fine. Other than that, it looked pretty ugly. Is this nothing? No deal? Is this, it's not great, but whatever. Or is this a 5-alarm fire? This is a huge deal.
I'm in the middle on this one. I think right now you're watching Yamamoto and saying, okay, you know, and I'd mentioned this before, if you think the guy was just going to come in and be lights out, I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to have those expectations. Look, the price tag, how many different teams were offering him close to $300 million?
Probably a half dozen.
Okay. You got to be a baller if that's the case, right? So I think no matter what, if we just keep talking about the money, I would pay more attention to he's obviously going to be a Dodger for a number of years. Whether that, what is it, an option after the 6 year or something like that?
Something
okay,
like
minimum 6 years. Do we really think that this guy is just, he's not going to figure out Major League Baseball? Or do we think that he's going to come in here and all of a sudden in his first couple of starts, he's taken out batter after batter? It's not like the Padres have an awful lineup, right? That's not the case.
But it wasn't just the Padres. It was spring training too. Yep.
Can we give him a month? Can we give him 2 months to just figure out where he is in a couple of months?
So where do you land? Is it something? Nothing? No big deal?
I think it's something. It's something because you paid him the money that you paid him. It's something because the Dodgers are very dependent right now on Glasnow and Yamamoto. It's something for those reasons, and the expectations are to win right now, but I don't think it's a big deal.
Now, can I go in between them? So, like, there's
sure.
No deal and some deal. I'm going to go just above the no deal.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a deal. It's like there's something to pay attention to, but I don't actually think it's anything right now.
If he was balling out, you would be walking around right now. You'd be doing Blue Review, and you could say, look at this guy. This guy's amazing. He had 10 strikeouts in his first start. So look what he did in spring training.
I would not, because it's been one game. So in that one game, I would have said the same thing. He was great in that one game, but we need to see what he goes. It would still be it'd be right above no deal if he had a great game. It's the same thing, no matter what. That one outing isn't enough to say, this is one thing or the other.
Had he gone out there and pitched 10, six innings and struck out 12 guys,
yeah,
it would have been they got something here, because it would have been domination like that. But even then, you have to keep your foot on the brake a little bit for the simple reason of, this is the first time anybody's seen him.
It's
going to be the third and fourth time that he's facing guys that it is really going to kind of tell you what it is. His location was bad. His command was bad. The bite on his pitches were bad. He had a couple of strikeouts in one inning, but there weren't guys taking uncomfortable swings off of him. And it's more to me what it looks like as he's playing, much more so than the result necessarily right away. The result is all that's going to matter by the time you get into August, September, and October. He's just got to get guys out and you got to win this game. But right now, it's what does it look like? And it looked bad. It really did. It looked bad. We'll see what it looks like when he gets another shot. I think he's going to pitch game two against the Cardinals. They're going to run back that top of the rotation.
Yeah, they'll go glass now.
Again.
Yep.
So you're going to get a look at his first adjustment to it. And here's the other thing. You can't convince me he wasn't tipping. You can't, because even the Dodgers in spring training were saying, he's got to clean that up. He's got to tighten that up. If major league hitters know what you're going to throw, they're going to clobber you.
Wouldn't you feel better if he's tipping? Like, is there
of
a little
course.
Bit of,
because,
okay,
it's
yeah,
easy to
that,
fix.
That's something over time he's going to learn what to do.
You can cover that up. You can clean that up and get it fixed. If it's, hey, he's not tipping and they're getting those swings, then you got a problem. But I'm convinced that the Dodgers put it out there in the universe almost as a, dude, you can learn this because we know you're doing it, or you can learn it the hard way. The hard way is 5 runs in one inning.
The crazy thing is that you could tell that he was tipping his pitches right from the very first spring training start. As soon as he went out there, it's like they were talking about it on the broadcast. This is going to be a splitter. Boom, it was a splitter. This is going to be a curveball. Boom, it was a curveball. They saw it immediately. So if the broadcasters can see it, that means the other team can see it. They have a way to find out about it also, and they could see it coming out of his hand.
So $300 million doesn't buy you a pitcher that doesn't tip his pitches?
So
they'll fix it.
No. Here's why. This is what Mike Pryor said. In the Japanese league, it's dishonorable to steal pitches, so you don't do it.
Honestly, it's dishonorable. So,
so you don't do it.
Yep. Is it dishonorable to have your interpreter take the cover for your gambling?
So in this league,
it's an exception
stealing pitches
on that
is part of the league. It's what Mark Pryor said. It's part of our league. We do this. We do it aggressively. So you better clean this stuff up or they're going to cave your head in, which is exactly what happened. But you can't separate, to your point, Chris, $300 million to you got one inning out of that guy? That's not zero.
And not a great inning.
A terrible inning.
How great if
40 plus pitches
against the Cardinals inning. If he looks like that Kershaw game in the playoffs that one time?
The Cardinal Kershaw game, because you needed to be more specific.
Yeah, because you could be Nationals.
I said the Cardinals.
It was the seventh inning, all right? It was the seventh
inning. Doesn't matter.
Well, okay, let me defend
Kershaw.
Then
we're going to have mayhem in the city, and I can't wait.
I'm going to defend Kershaw for a second. Don Mattingly did leave him out there to throw 400 pitches in that game.
Yep.
That was one of those, okay, he gave up three. Go get him.
Oh, if you have the highlight, Cody, we can roll the highlight.
It was brutal.
That was the Joe Torre school of learning from Don Mattingly there.
What a mess.
Is there a part of it that just Yamamoto was just like, all right, you think I'm tipping my pitches? I don't think I am. I'm going to go out there and show you that I'm not tipping my pitches. Yeah, pride.
It could be.
A lot of that was in there.
You want the worst case scenario? Huh. The literal worst case scenario of all this?
His stuff's not as
good.
It
doesn't translate that this league is too good for him and he's not going to get anybody.
Well, he'll be off the books in 6 years.
He's 25. Well, he's also 25, so he can...
That's not what this is, Go Gauchos. That's not what this is. This is a guy that's learning a new league, a new baseball, everything else. But there is at least one part of the back of your brain goes, these are much better players he's facing every day, and this may be a new league that he can't hang.
Yeah,
it's at least on the table.
Trev, you said this a couple times, and anybody that has that much money attached to them, whether you're 25 years old, whether you came up through the farm system, whether you were the number one pick or you came from Japan, you're going to have a magnifying glass on you. And everything you do, and it hasn't gone well. He wasn't good in spring training. He wasn't good in his first start. So it's impossible that there at least isn't a little bit of a radar going up from Dodger fans saying, this is going to turn around, right? Yes, it's only one start, but I think it's completely fair.
What's pizza number three going to be? You had a pepperoni and a cheese. We're going
back
to that.
Rotating.
We got sausage?
No sausage. That's too much. We got a tweet. Azul Ioro in the community planned on going to Pizza Hut for Travis Lee's show, but now will not.
Yep.
Because of their growing cynicism and negativity about Ohtani and college hoops. Now, here's the thing. You were never going to come here. You're just lying because you want to make this point. Or maybe you are here right now. And you're
by the way, just come out. You still got two more hours.
But here's the thing.
We'll talk about
it. What do people want?
It's crazy.
Because they tell us sometimes in these communities we don't talk enough sports. So then when we talk sports, oh, but you're negative. These listeners... They're soft. They're homers.
Wow.
Please don't listen to this radio station anymore.
I disagree.
Then,
listen to the radio station.
You can listen to a radio station that just tells you the Dodgers are amazing every day.
There's one of those that exists.
Listen.
I know, exactly. It's just incredible.
No, I think he should just come down and hang out, and then we could have a nice conversation.
I would like that, too. Down.
Honestly.
But
then
David, come on the air with
David 100
us.
Is a very good listener, a part of the COT, the whole kind of deal. He's even saying, I'm curious how long we're going to have to listen to this whole thing about the gambling situation.
What does he want
it's
us to talk
about?
It's
the biggest situation
just,
in sports.
Just so I have this right. A guy that just signed a $700 million contract just had $4.5 million of his dollars go to a bookie, and we're supposed to pretend it didn't happen?
Because they don't like that.
That's what
David 100 doesn't like that. He's a Dodgers fan, and the Dodgers are
so
amazing. And the Lakers are amazing, and LeBron's playing like he's 21 still.
Personally, I thought we should have let off with Muncy.
Well, that was just sarcasm.
Two errors.
I thought we should have let off with Muncy, but what are you going to do?
They only made three errors.
We might bring it. We might burn it down today. Yeah. Today might be the day we burn it down.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Get your matches ready because we're going to talk Lakers next. I know that you like to burn that down. They're as close to being out as they are to being safe. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Cody with the R&B soul. Like, he's going that early 2000s soul this morning here on the Travis and Siwa Show. We are live from the city of Anaheim, the Pizza Hut on 301 South Magnolia Avenue in the city of Anaheim, the Pizza Hut dining location. So many TVs on the wall, so many beers to choose from, so many pizza deals, happy hour deals, deals on Wingsley.
Yeah.
Come on out. Press the flesh with us. And just by being in attendance, we're going to do it at the end of the show. The 75-inch Samsung Crystal UHD 4K television, courtesy of our friends Mir Audio Video in Westwood. We will give that away, Trav, to somebody in attendance today.
Somebody
That's why it's a Madness Friday, sucka.
Absolutely. We should turn off the San Diego State game. This one's over.
What?
They're up by 11. It's over.
Much like David 100 on Twitter.
A lot of time left.
David 100 on Twitter says he's turned off our show.
Yep.
To go to a podcast about women's college basketball, which we love women's college basketball. We're going to be running some games soon. But I am ready. David 100 might get thrown out of the community today.
Wow, is that what's happening?
I might throw him out of the community today.
Oh, did he write something else?
No. Nobody gets thrown out.
I might throw him out. He has the power. And I am proud to do it when Crypto Ray and
Casper Villa sitting right there.
The great Casper Villa are here to see me press the button to hit the nuclear button on David 100. In fact, I will bring Crypto Ray over to hit the button on the screen. We're having fun, by the way. Yeah. And tomorrow, the circle is going to be out in full effect, and they're going to have a whole thing with our friend Chris Ward from the Green Cross at the Pickleball Madness Tournament in Found Valley. So come on out. If you don't want to come out and see us because you hate what we do on the radio, come on out and see Crypto Ray.
There you go. That's a good enough reason.
Exactly right. Meanwhile, go ahead.
It's quite a sales pitch.
I'm good.
If you hate what we do on the radio.
Well, you know, I am voted anyway. The most hated on Morales, the Mason and Ireland Reddit page.
I certainly understand why.
I like it.
By the way, FAU and Northwestern, it's 58-56 FAU over Northwestern with just about 30 seconds left. Courtesy of Westwood One, we can go to that game right now. Let's pot it up, Cody.
Coming up. FAU and Northwestern coming right there. Listening to the call, it sounds like there was a whole bunch of contact that didn't get called.
Well, we know that they're not calling anything at the end of the games right now.
The sport that calls literally foul, they just decide not to call them at the end.
Well, why not just go to review and take 20 minutes to look at it and say, yeah, we don't know.
This isn't the Lakers, okay?
The college basketball might actually be worse when it comes to that. The way that the end of the – did you watch the end of Oakland and Kentucky yesterday? It felt like it took an hour and a half to play the last minute of the game. It was endless.
Let's get the commercials in. Sponsorships
like
out there.
I do like that Jack Golke, who's 47 years old and looks like an insurance agent, knocked down 10 threes. That was fun.
He couldn't miss. The dude was wild.
He was awesome.
He could have like a Steph Curry type run if he keeps playing like that.
It was like an insurance
Davidson.
So you see, still 11-point lead. 4.5 minutes to go. 11. The Aztecs taking care of
just a couple
Blazers
free throws
here. That's fine. You're not going to make them all.
Yeah.
You're not going to make them all. So you're done here today, Slee.
Yep.
You go back to the Casa de Slee and then to Crypto.
And we go to Crypto.com Arena for a little Kyle Lowry tonight. Not Tyrese Maxey, Kyle Lowry. Yeah. Yeah, you probably don't even know he's on there, do you?
Kyle Lowry was on the Rockets when I lived in Houston.
That's
I knew
right.
that.
That's right.
That's the last. That was the last I was aware of Kyle Lowry.
He's not on the Heat anymore?
No.
What about the Raptors?
Not there anymore.
Was
either.
He there?
He was there.
I'm basically
the championship.
I'm basically the second coming of JJ Redick. I know everything there is to know.
Start a podcast
about the NBA.
Do you watch that? Do you watch the podcast with him and Bron?
I watched a little bit of it. Wasn't that interesting?
No, it's way too in depth.
About the wine or about the basketball?
No, about the basketball. Like you have to be a big time basketball nerd to get into that.
Seemed like there was more wine talk than there was anything else.
Yeah, that's how they started it. I've told them before too. A lot of these pods, and it is what it is. This if you got platforms that big. They're just basically pushing their own product.
Yep.
The J.J. Redick, LeBron James, I'm going to need clips, and I need it to be, like, specific of 4 or 5 minutes. I can't sit through an hour of that.
And now would be a good time for them to start figuring out whatever they're going to be in the play-in or in a seven-game series. There's 13 games left, right?
Yep.
13 games left seems like the time, like, hey, whatever we're going to try to do when we get into a series, let's start doing it right now because I don't know if they have an identity. I don't know if they found the rotations that work the best for them. It seems like everything is just a work in progress, and we're basically at the end of the line.
Yeah, they changed it on the fly. I mean, remember, they were kind of saying they're going to be a defensive team. That's what their identity was going to be. And then they reached a point where, like, we're actually not going to play. We're going to try to outscore teams. D'Lo's going to try to put up 25. Bron is going to try to put up. If you said identity, I don't really think they have an identity. The thing they got going for them, got a favorable schedule. Now, that doesn't guarantee you anything, but that's the only way they're going to get 8, 9, potentially 10 games over 500 is this last stretch. They got a lot of favorable games.
Yeah, but that doesn't set them up for any sort of success when you get into a series. Their identity seems to be – Hope AD's great tonight. Hope LeBron's great tonight. And if it's not, we're dead.
Well, that favorable schedule is mostly on the road, too.
The other success...
They're not good on the road.
The other success, which doesn't help at all either, it's, hey, can we avoid the Denver Nuggets? Hey, can we play Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round? I think that's what you're asking for at this point. Because if you think what they've done over 70 games or 69 games, whatever they've played... doesn't look like how they're going to get these guys back. Vanderbilt, we've talked about how important he is to come back. I don't know if he's going to come back, but that's the only guy other than him and Anthony Davis to actually play any defense.
So put your hands together, hit your knees, and throw up a prayer. That's the strategy that your healthy guy, your unhealthy guys get healthy, and that you get
and you
a
have,
draw.
And you have matchups that are favorable.
Yeah, that should work out great.
I didn't tell you it was going to work out. If that's kind of the reality.
Yeah, that's... You can't be where they are right now again. This is where they've been. Greg, what did you tell me? 5 out of the last 6 years, this is kind of, they've either been out of the postseason picture or they've been in this play-in pocket. Yep. 5 of 6 years with LeBron James. That's an insane idea. I know they won a title.
Wild flows, too.
That's what I'm saying. That this guy has been terrific statistically. He's still, on nights, looks like he's one of the best players in the league. But when you kind of pull back from it and look at it from a larger picture, he's been here 6 years, and 5 of those years, they've either been out of the playoffs or in the playoffs.
But I would stop there because you're putting this on LeBron.
I'm not putting it on LeBron.
No. What I'm saying is that I know you're talking about LeBron's tenure, but how about the Lakers in 6 years saying, why are they so wild all over the place? Or the years before LeBron got there, they're not even making the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. For exactly the same reason we started this with. What's the plan? The plan seems to change by the week, the month, the year. It doesn't seem like there's been any sort of, we're going over there and here's how we're going to get there. It's constantly changing.
There's some hope, right? Like there's this, I hope it works out.
Right.
Not that it's going to work.
Here's how
I hope it works out. Yeah.
Well, let's hope that it doesn't rain tomorrow, and let's hope that the Lakers figure out a way to get it squared away. Factor Cap is coming up next. It's Travis Lee. We're out here at Pizza Hut in Anaheim.
Thank you all for coming out. Appreciate you guys being here.
We're giving away a giant TV. Come on out here.
Great crowd.
Eat some pizza.
Great crowd.
Drink some beer. Listen to Factor Cap. It's all coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. And everybody that's here at Pizza with me, you need to turn around and look right back there. That's where the Chevy Silverado from Rotolo Chevrolet, the Chevy Silverado High Country, is sitting right there. So if you've been thinking about driving a Rotolo Chevrolet, if you've been thinking about looking at those Silverados, you got to get out to Rotolo. It's in Fontana. It's right off the 210 freeway, Sierra Avenue exit. You absolutely can't miss it. They've got every Silverado, make, model, and color that you can think of, and they're ready to take care of you. How do I know? Because they take care of everybody. That's why they've won Dealer of the Year 13 years in a row by being courteous, transparent, upfront. You're going to feel good about your purchase at Rotolo Chevrolet. If you can't get out to Fontana, go online. RotoloChevy.com. R-O-T-O-L-O. RotoloChevy.com. And tell them that Travis sent you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
11:35 on a Friday. Madness Friday on the Travis and Sliwa Show, Pizza Hut in Anaheim, 301 South Magnolia Avenue in the city of Anaheim, West Anaheim, Slee. Come on over. Press the flesh with us. Have your chance to win that 75-inch TV just by being in the building, courtesy of Mir Audio Video in Westwood, plus eat fabulous pizza with Trav and drink beers with us, especially after the show. I might be here till they close. Turn the mic on, Slee.
I think you're going to be here and then go straight to pickleball in the morning.
You think so?
I think they're open till 1 or 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. something like
here?
That. You could just go here and go straight to pickleball.
Straight to pickleball. It's a good idea.
You imagine? Will you come pick me up, though?
Yeah, I'll probably ask Trav because he's closer.
Okay.
I'm out.
Just making sure. It is time now, though, for Factor Cap. Producer Emily's in Hawaii, which means we've got Corporate Greg. Take it away, Corporate Greg.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so we're at a Pizza Hut, obviously. My favorite topping is Canadian bacon and red onion. This is the best topping combination on a pizza. Trav?
That's Cap.
I'm wrong.
I would eat your pizza.
Delicious. Delicious.
Enthusiastic. What did you say? Canadian bacon and
Canadian
red onion?
Canadian bacon and red onion.
I would eat that. That sounds like a wonderful combination. But if you're just going the best, like the most classic, the most repeatable, if you could only have one thing over and over and over again, it's got to be the classic pepperoni. It's got to be. Right?
I get tired of pepperoni.
I get it, but it's one of those things that never disappoints. Never. You get it. It's good. You keep it moving. You don't have to get fancy.
Let me just say something. Knowing corporate
international
Greg,
ham.
We know corporate Greg for, 22 years now?
Yeah, something like that.
There is no statement that he makes that better resembles his life than I get tired of pepperoni.
Is that going into my personal life, Chris?
It is.
That is absolutely true.
Pepperoni's consistent. You can rely on it. Greg, consistency and reliability are very important factors.
Not me.
Doesn't matter. He's just going to need a red onion every once in a while, and that could screw everything up, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
That got brought up yesterday. Okay, just Lee?
All right, I'll go cap, but that's just personal preference. Sausage, red onion, and green peppers for me.
Ooh, that sounds
like
good.
Just a nice pizza. But, Trav, I think what you said about the classic, those are always the staple. That's always the foundation. You make a couple of changes here and there. Everybody loves pepperoni. I prefer sausage over pepperoni.
Cody?
I'm going to go cap on this one.
I'm going to go cap on this one. It sounds good, but I'm more of a sausage and mushroom type of guy. So Canadian bacon, red onions, like you're sick of pepperoni, I might be sick of the Canadian bacon.
Oh, if you rolled into a party and there's
just wait till you're 40, you'll see how much damage that
a big table full of pizzas and they were all pepperoni, nobody's upset. If you rolled into a big party and they were all red onion and ham, people would be like, what the hell's going on?
Good point.
That's the best point. However, that's mine. All right, but Morales, what about you?
My favorite is honestly pepperoni and mushroom.
Okay, you're kind of like Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but I could do just pepperoni. I could do just cheese.
Okay, the next one is we are at a dine-in Pizza Hut. I haven't been to one since I was a kid when they were pretty popular.
Right.
Pizza Hut dine-in has a nostalgic smell that takes you back to your childhood. Sliwa.
Fact, it has a little bit of that. You know what else? When you say nostalgia smell, this is, I'll go away from food for a quick second, but it does. It does make you think of whatever pizza, small little pizza parlor, whatever was around you when growing up. For me, it's going into a basketball gym. That has a smell where I'm like, all right, I'm in fourth grade. I'm at Kennedy Recreation Center. There's certain things that just take you back right away. A basketball gym takes me back more to when I was younger, but definitely these as well.
Cody?
Dine-in pizza. I've never been to one, actually, but pizza, I think the general smell of pizza, it reminds me of me and Chuck back in the day, enjoying a nice large pepperoni pizza. So,
Chuck the Python, by that's
exactly
Python, Chuck.
All right, Morales?
There's so many great smells, but one that always takes you back, and Slee, or Trav, you know this one. Subway is distinct.
It is.
We used to fly into an airport in Houston where you got off the plane, and the minute you got off that plane, you smelled Subway. Mm-hmm. So now when I walk into Union Station, there's a Subway. You smell that smell, it takes me back to that Houston airport.
Pretty good.
Hobby airport.
That's pretty good.
Jeff?
It does. Anytime you're in, because more than, 95% of the time when you get pizza, you get it delivered to your house, or you might go pick it up and come out. So to be inside a pizza restaurant, it does bring you back to when you're a little kid, you're playing video games after Little League and all that stuff. I'm with you. For me, though, Chris was talking about all the different smells that you get. Al, you mentioned the gym. It's cut grass.
I was going to say. I thought you were going to say baseball
for,
field.
For me, and it's partially baseball, but it's less about that than it is. My dad would mow the lawn every Saturday.
Right.
Okay? My dad would be out there, and he'd mow the lawn, and he smelled like cut grass. And I love my dad, and I just associate that cut grass smell with my dad, and it puts a smile on my face. Every time I hear or see a grass being mown, I think of my dad, and it's great.
So it's not a smell, but the weirdest thing, Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son, takes me back to Poly Pavilion as a kid because they played that song over and over and over again. That was their song? That was the song they played in Poly Pavilion when I was a kid all the time. So anytime I hear that song, I'm now a child in Poly Pavilion. Kind of crazy. All right, here's the next one. We've talked about being a kid and all those things and the possible rain tomorrow. Playing football in the rain was your favorite thing to do as a child. Alice?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I only did it like twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
I remember one time after the Super Bowl that the Redskins, or the Commanders, they were the Redskins, yes, beat the Bills. We would go out and play football afterwards, a bunch of the neighborhood kids, and I remember it being really muddy and pouring rain. That's a distinct memory, but other than that, yeah, I didn't really do that often.
Slee?
I'll go fact on this. Not again, it didn't happen often, but anytime football is the best sport to play in the rain, period, right? You're not going to go out there and play basketball. Soccer, I wasn't a soccer player, and I know probably a lot of people would play that. But football is, you're sliding all over the place.
If muddy.
Ball, yeah, you're going for like 5 yards, 10 yards, whatever the slide is. Go fact on that one.
Jeff?
Highland Oaks Elementary School in Arcadia had a field that had like these high berms on both sides. So when it would rain hard, all the water would collect in the middle of this field. And me and all my buddies, we'd jump on our bikes and ride our bikes to Highland Oaks Elementary School and play mud football when it would rain. It was awesome. So it's a fact.
Whenever my mom would let me go outside and play football in the rain, I had so much fun. Come back in all muddy and just messy. And it was just great. Cody, what about you?
My parents never let
me play
out in the rain. Yeah, I'm still a kid, but my parents never let me play out in the rain. I was always an indoor.
It is an 8 p.m. curfew right now.
Yeah, exactly. Always an indoor sports type of guy. Basketball, volleyball, spike ball even inside. So not really much rain outside.
What were they worried about happening to you when you went outside?
That you get sick.
Pneumonia.
I feel like Asian parents don't want you to be out in the rain a lot, so yeah. Kind of crappy.
Don't worry, bro. Yeah. Middle Eastern parents, same thing. Get your ass back in here. It's sprinkling outside. I'm like,
facts. Yes.
It's 75
degrees.
Are you
going to catch pneumonia?
I don't know.
You live in San Diego.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're fine.
Thought. Yeah.
Cody, you lived in Temple City. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah,
it's warm.
I mean,
it
was pretty rare outside that we ever had rain. I mean, in California, it's pretty rare that we have rain, except now, right, Slee? The what is it? The thunderclapping or whatever it's called?
Rain seeding.
Rain seeding. That's
yeah,
right.
It's not thunderclap.
We should thunderclap here also.
Yeah, no. Thunderclap.
You want a thunderclap?
We still don't know what it is.
I think he thunderclapped you when you were walking off the
I still don't know what a thunderclap is.
Do I get low or you get low?
It was cloud seeding. That's what it was.
Cloud seeding.
Yeah.
I think he gave you a thunderclap, Chris, when you were done taking the picture.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Do it again.
Don't.
Oh, no. It has to be natural.
You're like, way to go, team.
Can't be forced.
Bam.
Can't be forced. Yep.
I texted Emily. She still hasn't responded. I wanted to make sure that she was fully in the
So now the Emily and you have the Cap One and Winsy type dynamic going on.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What's that
I don't
dynamic?
Think so.
It's 8:45 where she is.
That's fine. She's
still early.
She's in early.
She was drinking.
She
was drinking
gotten after.
It's a little dicey at times.
Yeah.
She could have gotten
She's
after.
Sleeping for sure right now. All right. Do you want one more or you want to go to break?
Let's do one more.
All right. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite with my daughter, Riley. It's my way of doing something she likes and is with her. I like it actually now, and I'm playing by myself, which is kind of odd for me.
Well, she doesn't like it anymore?
No, she does, but I play at home by myself now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's weird. But you do something now alone that you started doing to connect with someone important to you. Trav?
I haven't done it in a long time, but when the kids were little, I loved to build Legos with them.
I love
it. And it's the most zen thing in the world, right? Mm-hmm. You find the little 2-piece by 4-piece. You snap it in this little spot. You look for the next piece. Your brain shuts off for a few minutes. I haven't done it since they were little, but if you put a pile of Legos in front of me right now, I'd start snapping them together.
Slee?
Try to think here. Shell and I used to go on more walks together. But now, just because of schedule, I just go by myself.
And that's better.
It's great. And it's nothing that she's done wrong.
No.
It's just like your own time to just do your own thing. Listen to a pod or not listen to anything, just going for the walk. You know, you feel obligated anytime you're with somebody to talk with somebody. But at the same time, if you just talked for 4 hours like we do, I don't know if I want to talk that much. So I think walking, kind of just going to do something on your own.
Morales?
For years, I've played golf with Tommy Lamb, the chairman of the Fun and Games Department, now our general sales manager. And during that sick week, one afternoon I played at Brea Creek, little 9-hole, great community little thing. Takes you an hour and a half to play. And I played by myself, which I used to do way back when a lot. And I realized, gosh, this is so peaceful.
Not talking work.
Oh, it's
just
so
focusing
peaceful
on the game.
Oh.
That's not bad.
So peaceful. I wish I could play golf by myself more.
Trav, you ever golf by yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it the best?
It's a game you can play by yourself.
Yes.
It's
especially when you watch the sunset
by yourself.
You get
paired with somebody. You just got your own card anyways, and it doesn't
sometimes
matter.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay.
It's if you want to be by yourself on a golf course, like Chris and I went, we're not going to walk alone by ourselves. But if I went and I don't want to be a part of the three people they stuck me with, you can be on your own program.
Okay, kind of similar, but you play pickup basketball, blah, blah. When you just go shoot around, you're by yourself. That's kind of the same thing. It's like kind of
– well, yes and no, because you're not actually playing a game by yourself.
golf, you're playing by
yourself.
Yeah. You're still keeping score if you want and all that. You get what I'm saying, Jack?
Well, I'm keeping score. Every time I miss, I have to go back and play defense.
You do your percentages, your hot zones and your cold zones. I'm really struggling from the left corner. I got to get out there. And
he takes a timeout and draws a 20.
He's got 20 shots the dry erase board. He's out there.
Why is this guy cursing at himself?
He's got the cones out. He's running
off the wall.
The chair. Put a chair out there.
Catch and shoot. Why not?
How about you, Cody? You got one?
What was the question again? It was.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, we'll be back with Pizza Hut in Anaheim. Okay. The Travis and Sleepwood Show. You got something?
I was laying out for you.
Oh, well, he's going to lay out for me. I'm going to tell you that tomorrow is the second annual Pickleball Madness Tournament in the city of Fountain Valley, the Agape Pickleball Center. Now, we know there is a chance of rain, but we're going to go with rain or shine on this one because hopefully luck is with us. Don't forget to come on out. Press the flesh with us. It's a celebration. It's going to be fun and frivolity. Our friends from Islands Restaurants, Island Boy Islands, your local paradise, will be out there tomorrow. So we'll see you starting at 10 a.m. in the city of Fountain Valley. Right now, though, we're in the city of Anaheim, and Travis and Sliwa are coming back in 3 minutes on 710 ESPN. Cody's keeping the theme going on a Friday. You got it. You got it bad, Slee. Come on, Slee. You got it bad, don't you? I don't know.
Come on. You know the song.
9 minutes in front of noon. Oh, yeah. We are live for the Pizza Hut in Anaheim, Anaheim, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Come on out. We're going to be here on the air till about 1:15 for another hour or so. But we're going to be hanging out, pressing the flesh. But right before the show ends, we will give away the beautiful 75-inch Samsung Crystal UHD 4K television, courtesy of Isaac and Roy at Mir Audio Video in Westwood. So come on out. There's still time to come in and enter. You have to be here when we give it away. I don't know if that's actually in the rules, but I just made it, Janessa. So hopefully that's in the rules.
It's literally as long as our promo table.
That's okay. Well,
it's a big TV.
It's a big one.
It'll look good on
your
wall.
That's a great freaking prize right there.
You know what I've come to the conclusion of?
Yeah.
Our crowd, the Trav and Slee crowd that's out here at the Pizza Hut with us today.
Yep.
It's beer drinking crowd.
Oh,
They are.
Speaking of which,
putting it away.
Yeah.
I know you're going to like my next statement, which is I'm going to take a little break to hang out with Big E for a second.
Why would I like that?
Because I won't be here.
Oh.
But I'm going to go hang with Big E and Casper V over there for a second. They just wanted
just
to show me something.
Minutes?
They wanted to show me something.
Go check it out.
Pickleball tomorrow.
Go check it out.
Yeah. Look at those guys. They're lurking like, come on, man. Hurry up. Hurry up.
All right. Come back this way.
Yeah.
All right, it's good to go there.
Look at all the tables. Every table just about has a pitcher of beer or pints of beer on it. I like this group.
Chris is gone.
I feel like we could fit.
Chris left.
So you see the guy in the Dodger hat over there with the I Love Beer shirt? That he apparently wants a piece of the chugging action at some point today.
Okay. Can I tell you something?
I saw him stand up, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know if I need that.
I should
like,
not.
I got a smoke? Little.
I shouldn't profile, but he looks like a player.
I don't think he can hang. Today is his first day trying a beer.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a pretty safe bet. He's a pretty big guy. He looks like he means business.
Yep.
And this is not the guy that I wanted to come up to me and say, I want a piece of you. That's not what I'm looking for.
That's genuine worry on your face. I've never seen that.
It to you this way, Greg. When you said to me, Trav, I want to race you, I'm like, yeah, sure, buddy, whatever you want. That's fine. You let me know when you want to do it, and I'll do it. When DeAndre came up to me, he's like, well, I'll try. I'm like, fine. You go ahead and try. That's it. That man right there gives me pause.
Yeah.
That is a big guy.
He looks like
who
when he gets
way
home
around a beer.
For the last year, when he gets home at 7 p.m., he's training.
Okay, let me ask. Give me a head nod. Have you seen me do it before? Have you seen it on the socials?
Oh, he hasn't. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so they're telling you about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I might have a chance then. Because if he had seen me, it's like, no, I need a piece of that, then I'm dead meat. But that he has not seen it, I think I got to fight.
Sometimes it's better that you don't know.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
How are your Aztecs doing? They win yet?
We're up 6 halftime. They were up 11, had some chances to kind of separate the lead.
Choking.
Why are we taking threes? Stop taking threes. Just go live, get your twos, make it easy, get from 8 to 10, 10 to 12. They got a little greedy. UAB still making it again.
You can't just throw it into the 6'7" guy? Or the 7'3" guy, whatever the guy is. Lodi.
He ain't that big. He's actually pretty undersized. He's just...
He's 16.
He's 10 years older than any other college athlete out there.
Just keep throwing it into that guy.
You know what's funny? Like, it's almost completely changed. Like, when they're talking about...
I'm not kidding. I think he's 26.
The guy that made all the threes for Detroit last night is 25.
Yeah.
And it's the Bo Nix at Oregon playing quarterback, and Michael Penix at Washington playing quarterback. These guys are in their 14th year of playing college football, and it's not even weird.
He entered Oregon the same year I entered San Diego State.
Just about.
Yeah.
Just about. It is an incredibly weird deal along the way. Dodgers obviously I'm sure they're back by now, or they're just about back with the travel. But Greg, you saw a tweet that I think is a great example of what this is going to be like for a very long time.
All right. I haven't seen it, so I'm blind on this one.
Yes, so it's from Jeff Fletcher, who's a part of the OC Register. He says, I have talked to several of Otani's former teammates today, which is going to happen. They're going to go to every single person they can find. None wanted to be quoted other than to say they were surprised. One consensus is that Otani never paid attention to other sports, so it's unlikely Ipe was betting on his behalf.
Okay, there's a lot in there.
There is a lot in there.
You know how you said that they're going to go interview everybody and anybody? Yesterday, I can't remember which, could have been NBC Los Angeles, whichever one it was. There was a reporter outside of Diamond Bar High School, and she literally said, you know, I couldn't find anybody to talk to. Like, there was nothing even to report from there. They just wanted to...
This is where he went to high school,
right? So, like you just said, they're going to try to talk to every single person that's out there and see if they can get
anything. Of course they are. And eventually they're going to find somebody that says something, whether it's true or not, who has any idea, I don't know. But somebody's going to go, oh, yeah. And they're going to tell a story. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not.
And then we'll try to fill in the details of whatever
that is. But I want to go back to what Jeff Fletcher tweeted from the OC Register, because there's a lot of going on in that tweet. The first line, I think, is really interesting, and the last line, I think, is really interesting. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Did you have something now?
I was pointing at Mark, because while we're here at Pizza Hut, Pizza Hut has an ad on March Madness. So
there you go.
Just putting on that
look,
full
we're at the center of the universe. We are in Anaheim. Yep. As Chris says, West Anaheim. We're here at the Dine-In Pizza Hut. We're giving away a giant crystal UHD 75-inch television. So you come down, you enter, you got a chance to win that. You can eat pizza. You can drink beer. You can watch basketball. We're going to be here for another hour or so. We're going to hang out a little bit afterwards as well. We're going to press the flesh. All that's coming up at the Pizza Hut in Anaheim. Come on out. Hang out with us. It's Stravinsky, 710 ESPN.